And I think it's really around how incredible we are as humans in like creating our own suffering. Like, how and why do we keep doing this over and over again? And how artful we are in the process of it. And so I think that's what's always pulled me to like, what the heck is going on with us, you know, and me personally, kind of thing. And so I think studying those two, that East and West sort of thing, there's probably also something for me about how I figure out my own identity as a biracial man. And so I think there's something about that straddling of East and West that that I can kind of relate to, because I hold both a little bit, but I'm part of neither fully. And so then professionally, I was trained as like a forensic neuropsychologist specifically. And so I worked in, I had a private practice. I worked with teenagers and kids. But later on, forensically, I worked in the prison and then the state hospital, doing kind of forensic evaluations like insanity at the time of the crime and competency to stand trial, those sorts of assessments. And I think through that, you know, I hang out with a lot of serious mental illness, and specifically a lot of schizophrenia. And with the schizophrenia and the mental illness, I sort of see it as like, in Buddhism, we talk a lot about this idea of no self, or the, you know, the there's no self that, you know, exists in and of itself, per se. And so somehow when I look at mental illness, it almost feels like there is that loss of self, like maybe really serious psychosis strips away some of these illusions we have that we exist as we think we do. But with no scaffolding and no teaching and no support and no cognitive framework, I think it can be really difficult, you know, and really scary. And that's not to take away that, you know, schizophrenia is truly a mental illness that needs, you know, treatment. But I do think that there's something that the Buddhist perspectives has changed the way I see mental illness in that way. So for probably about 5 years, 7 years now, I've been able to get out of the forensic stuff. So I escaped prison and they let me out of the hospital, you know. And so now I work in academia, and in there, you know, I'm able to really study more, a lot of stuff. And I'm studying right now a lot about social privilege, this idea that, let's say, as a man or as a cisgendered person or, you know, as kind of middle class, that I have these benefits and advantages that just come just because I was born that way, you know. And some of that work, then when I really think about it, then I go, oh, are you kidding me? Like, so what I have now and what I've accomplished, maybe that's not just all my hard work, you know, maybe it was other structural things that helped me get there. And it's just another example of how much I kind of scaffold and tell myself a story of who I am versus being open to how all these other things, you know, kind of interact and are, you know, interdependent to each other. So those are just, that's kind of, I think, a little arc of my life with Buddhism.